This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Well, 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 bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being. Brought to you by the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre, on Joy 94.9.
Hello and welcome to Well, Well, Well. Adam and Jill with you today from the Health Promotion Program at the Victorian AIDS Council / Gay Men's Health Centre. Thanks to Josh for the news and to Gazman for the morning show. So welcome, Jilly. How are you today?
I'm good, Adam. I know that Tex is on his way. He's been waylaid with a broken train. There was a power outage somewhere.
Absolute lie. He just didn't want to come in. It's such a lovely day outside. Well, I mean, it is still unusual, I guess, for us to be here during the day.
I know it is.
But I'm loving the new show and the new format.
Me too, Adam. Me too. It's exciting. And for anyone who doesn't know, Well 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 is all about sex, health and well-being. And each week we will have three co-hosts, which is going to be mayhem and chaos, but in a good way. And we will be discussing with guests a variety of topics.
Yeah, so today we'll actually be speaking with Heath Painter from the Victorian AIDS Council, and he is the Senior Policy Analyst from the Health Promotion Policy and Communication Sector of the organisation, and we'll actually be talking to him about pre-exposure prophylaxis, which we will get into a little bit later, both in relation to a community forum that's coming up and to a demonstration project, which I'm really excited about, actually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be a great conversation.
So, Jill, how can people get involved in the conversation with us today?
Well, there is, as we like to say here,
a plethora.
Well, no, you guys like to say plethora. I like to say myriad. There's a myriad of ways. You can like us via our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy, or you can phone us on 1300-JOY-949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au, or last, but by no means least, you can send an SMS to 0427JOY949. Actually, there is finally one more. You can tweet us. Tweet us. We like being tweeted at. And you can tweet us at Well 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 Joy.
This is Well 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 on Joy 94.9. This is Well 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 on Joy 94.9. And joining us on the phone is Heath Painter from the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. Welcome, Heath. How are you?
Hey, Adam. Yeah, I'm well. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No worries. Well, look, I guess before we get started into the reason we've got you on the phone today, can you share with us a little bit about your background and what you've done work-wise?
Sure. So I've got a background in community development and the law. So I used to work quite a while ago for what was known as the Youth Substance Abuse Service as a youth worker with young people who were identified as having issues with alcohol and other drugs. And then I went and after that studied law and became a lawyer and then moved into the not-for-profit sector, and here I am now at the Victorian AIDS Council.
And how long have you actually been with the Victorian AIDS Council, and what's your role there?
So I'm the Senior Policy Analyst, and I started almost a year ago to the day in this role.
And so what exactly does your role involve there, Heath?
So I guess it's a fairly broad role, and the work that I've been doing in the last year roughly falls into the four following areas. So I prepare and provide briefs on policies relating to HIV. Develop and implement or create forums and host forums that we have with a view to engaging stakeholders and also the community. And I also liaise with decision makers to advocate for change and reform.
Fantastic. Well, we're just going to listen to a quick community service announcement, and then we'll be right back to talk about a little bit more about you, Heath, and what you do at the VAC. So this is Well 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 on Joy 94.9.
This is Well 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 on Joy 94.9. And you're with Jill, Adam and Tex, and our special guest on the phone is Heath. Now, Heath, what are some of the position papers that you've created?
Some of the positions that we have done some research, or that I've done some research on and developed positions on, have related to HIV and criminalisation. We've also looked more broadly at the new concept and new development in HIV, which is treatment as prevention, and several of the strands that relate to treatment as prevention, and in particular HIV pre-exposure prophylaxis.
Heath, how do you decide? So how do you decide what a particular topic is something that we need to have a position on or a position paper written on? Where does it come from?
Sure, yeah, look, that's an interesting question. I think there are a mixture. I mean, there's nothing that's kind of defined or identified as saying, well, that's what you'd better go and run away and prepare a position on. But I think there are a mixture of reasons. The first one, I think, relates to emerging themes in HIV. So as I mentioned a moment ago, treatment as prevention is an emerging theme to address the epidemic in Victoria and Australia. So I think there's that reason. And I also think we tend to respond to community interest and inquiries and use that as a gauge as to what issues are affecting people. And that's another reason that we'll turn our eyes to a particular issue and look at developing a policy on a particular area.
You mentioned earlier, Heath, that you've run a series of forums. You've organised a number of forums. Can you tell us a little bit about those? What have you run in the past? How successful were they and so on?
Yeah. So we have forums as a way of engaging with the sector and engaging with the community. We've had forums in the past on treatment as prevention and pre-exposure prophylaxis, HIV pre-exposure prophylaxis, otherwise known as PrEP. And we also held one recently on HIV and ageing. I think they've all been really successful. We've held forums with a view to engaging separately with people who work in the HIV and AIDS sector and also separately for the community. Our one that we held recently on HIV and ageing was a mixture of the two, and we had the Age Discrimination Commissioner Susan Ryan come down from Sydney to address that forum. And we had some very positive feedback around the information that was provided and also the way we engage with the community and the sector and provided people with an opportunity to meet and discuss really some of the major issues that are affecting the community and the sector with respect to HIV.
And how do you get that feedback, Heath? Oh, you know, is there something that people fill out at the end of a forum, or do
we
they feedback?
We tend to avoid doing specific evaluation. What we seek to do is to respond after the forums to people who have attended and provide a summary of what happened in the forum, and then we tend to get people either from that or just unilaterally sending us an email just saying and thanking us for putting on the forum. So, and so far, I think we've had some really positive feedback about these forums.
And Heath, I guess based on the experience that you've had in terms of, I guess, organising these forums, what ones do you consider to be most successful, and why do you think that it is most successful in your opinion?
Yeah, I think they've all been really successful because they've all sought to address emerging themes in the epidemic. I think the one we had the other day on HIV and ageing was particularly successful because we looked at the health and the latest research on health and people living with HIV and the health impacts and some of the complexities that those people will experience. But we also looked at what I think is a relatively new area affecting people who are living with HIV, and that is around access to the aged care services and access to the services provided by the Commonwealth for people who are experiencing ill health as they age. And I think this, as people are living longer with HIV, this is going to become more of an area within the sector that we'll hear about and have to work for change in. So I think that particular forum really looked at an emerging area and was able to respond to some of the concerns and some of the inquiries that we've been getting on that particular issue.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and we are chatting with Heath Painter, the Senior Policy Analyst at the Victorian AIDS Council. So, Heath, you did mention that there's actually a wide range of people that can attend the forums, but is there a particular reason why there are two different types of forums, so one for community and, I guess, one for researchers? So is it because what you want to convey to the community and what might be interesting from a clinician's perspective is two sort of quite opposing things?
Yeah, I wouldn't say they're opposing. I just think that when you address a clinician or people working in the sector, there's a degree of knowledge that might be different to the knowledge and the experiences that you might need to respond to if it's a community forum. So I think we, as I said, we the HIV and ageing one was for both, but I think when we, for instance, held the forums earlier in the year on treatment as prevention, it's a new area and we wanted to have one particular forum that was focused to the needs of the sector and the people working with people living with HIV and people at risk of HIV. And then we wanted to do a different forum which focused more at the community, which probably, because this is a new area, we were able to use maybe slightly different language and move more away from statistics and epidemiology and towards just practicalities of this new and emerging area in responding to the epidemic.
And Heath, what were some of the outcomes then of talking to people about HIV and ageing? Was there a general consensus amongst clinicians or professional people? Was there a general series of issues that had come up for people who are actually at the moment ageing and living with HIV?
It's a really interesting area. I mean, I think there's so many people now who, because of the developments in treatment, have actually and are actually living very well with HIV. But I also think that there's a cohort of people who are still struggling and finding living with HIV to be something that is complex. And I think often we can hear about so many of the success stories around people living with HIV and the fact that they are able to live really in many cases as long as the ordinary person in the community. But there are still complexities and there are still challenges for people who are living with HIV. And whether it's related to health or whether it's related to discrimination and systemic prejudice and stigma in our laws, there are still challenges these people face. And I think we were able to provide some of the information, and really it was starting a conversation that I think is going to continue for quite a long time, and that is around supporting people as they live with HIV.
Heath, there's a new forum coming up. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so on the 1st of May, we have a forum on HIV pre-exposure prophylaxis. So it's just the acronym in the sector and in the community is PrEP. We've had a lot of interest from the community about PrEP, and we're having this forum to address that interest and also to discuss a demonstration trial which has been run by the Alfred and the UNS, the University of New South Wales.
Fantastic. Well, actually, we're just going to listen to a quick couple of community service announcements, and then we'll actually really delve into exactly what is PrEP, what is this demonstration project, and how people can actually get involved. So this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. I guess actually before we just listen to those community service announcements, we were talking about PrEP. So exactly what is PrEP?
Yeah, so PrEP's an interesting development, and it's one aspect of treatment as prevention. So to go back even further, it acts as a barrier to HIV acquisition for individuals at risk of HIV. So effectively, PrEP is the use of antiretroviral drugs, so that's the medication used by people who are living with HIV and who have elected to go on treatment, but it's the use of these drugs by a negative person to reduce the risk of acquiring HIV.
And so I guess in relation to the forum, then what's the aim of the forum in relation to PrEP? Is it basically just to tell people about it? Is it to provide it? I mean, can you get it? I mean, what's the aim of the forum in this context?
That's a good question. Look, PrEP's a really complex area. We could probably spend a whole show just talking about it. Firstly, no, you can't get it from the forum. I think that's a good question to ask. It's not approved in Australia yet. It is approved in America. They're the first country to approve it, but you can access it in Australia, and that is through a demonstration trial, like a study that is being that is going to start very soon in Victoria and also in New South Wales and Queensland, but for the purposes of this discussion in Victoria. And it will be available to there's going to be opportunities for people subject to their behaviours and to the to certain aspects of their sexual life, they will be able to be considered for this demonstration project.
And so, Heath, you mentioned before there's obviously various papers that you have contributed to writing. So yep. Is there a Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre position paper on PrEP?
Yeah, there is. It's a position paper slash kind of fact sheet, but it provides a kind of snapshot. It's a two-pager. It's on our website under policy, and it provides more information around PrEP and what a person might need to know if they were considering commencing PrEP. And that would only relate to this demonstration project, because that's the only way that someone can access PrEP in Australia and in Victoria.
And so in relation to the forums, like, how do they work? Like, what is the logistics? Do people come down and sit down and get food?
Or
are there presenters? Or, you know, tell us a little bit more about the actual, I guess, pragmatic aspects of the forum.
Yeah, so the forum's going to be held in the evening at 6 o'clock on the 1st of May. And we're having it very kindly been offered a space by Russell Kennedy solicitors. So the forum's targeted at gay men and men who have sex with men, but it's not in a gay venue or it's not a VAC or wherever else. It's in a kind of neutral venue. We've got three speakers. We've got Dr. Edwina Wright, who's the project leader of the Vic Prep Demo. That's the demonstration project. We've also got Dean Murphy, Dr. Dean Murphy is coming down from Sydney. He is an investigator on the project and is really involved in developing the protocols around the project. And we've also got Dr. Vincent Cornelis. And Vincent is, some of your listeners might know of Vincent. Vincent works at the Param Market Clinic and also at VAX Clinic, which is a centre clinic in St Kilda. Now, the three speakers will provide short presentations. Dean will speak about the demonstration project. Edwina will speak about PrEP more broadly. And Vincent will touch on some of the practicalities of PrEP for the community. And that really relates to his expertise as a GP. And we're going to leave quite a lot of time for people to be able to respond and ask questions about PrEP, because it really is quite a complex initiative in terms of an initiative which is an HIV risk reduction strategy.
Well, I guess obviously as PrEP isn't available in Australia and obviously we're having a community forum about it, I assume that there would be, I guess, a complexity of views about its appropriateness, its feasibility, I guess what it would look like in a real world context.
Yep.
So how do you actually, I guess, encompass all of those nuanced and complex views in a community forum context?
Yeah, it's a good question. And look, again, like our forum on HIV and ageing, this is the start of a conversation about PrEP. I mean, maybe I should just, provide, if it's okay with you, just a little bit more information about PrEP, which will give your listeners a bit more of an insight into what it is. So PrEP, it's a two-combination HIV antiretroviral drug known as Truvada. And for PrEP to be most effective, the individual who volunteers to take it needs to take it every day. So it's most effective when it's taken every day, and it's most effective for people who can anticipate an episode of risk that might put them actually at risk of acquiring HIV. The utility of PrEP is really to respond to people in the community who are unable to consistently use condoms. And that's an important message and an important part of HIV PrEP, is that it is a fantastic initiative that enables the community or enables the health sector to reach out to that cohort of people who are unable to consistently use condoms when they're having sexual encounters.
Okay. Well, we're just going to listen to a quick song and then we'll be back to talk about a little bit about the demonstration project and get some details about the forum, so people about how they can register, their interest and come along and all the things like that. So this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and you're with Adam, Jill and Tex. And our very special guest this afternoon is Heath, the Senior Policy Officer at the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. Now, Heath, before that gorgeous track, which I think was Gwen Stefani singing Cool, and it was very cool.
It was.
Almost as cool as you are, Heath.
Thank you, Dex.
Now, Heath, you were talking about the forthcoming forum, which is about pre-exposure prophylaxis. Yep. I thought just before we continue on and talk about the demonstration project that we could get those details again about, you know, the time, the venue, how do people let you know that they'd like to come along, all of those sorts of things, Donald.
Yep, sure. So it's on the 1st of May, which is Thursday. It's at Level 12, 469 La Trobe Street, which are the offices of Russell Kennedy Solicitors, and it's from 6 to 8. It's free. A number of people who have responded to our promotion have kind of said, you know, what does it cost? There's no cost, it's free, and we'll be providing dinner and some drinks after the presentation and an opportunity for questions. People can contact me if they've got inquiries about the event, or you can just register your interest in attending through the Victorian AIDS Council's inquiries address, which is inquiries with an E, at vicaids.asn.au.
And is there more information about the forum on our website, or how do people find out about it?
There's information on our website, and there's also we've got a considerable amount of promotion that's happening. So it's popping up on applications like Grindr and other popular apps on our smartphones. It's also on our Facebook page as well. So, but if anyone wants information, they can access our website or Facebook page, or just give me a call at VAC.
Now, this is attached to a demonstration project, Heath. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so it is Victoria, as I said before briefly, is about to commence a demonstration project which will investigate the adherence behavioural change. Well, it's going to investigate PrEP, and some of the key themes that it will consider are issues around an individual's adherence to the strict regime which demands once-daily administration of Truvada. That's the drug that people use when they are on PrEP. It'll look at also people's whether people's behaviour around sexual encounters and sex changes. It'll look at acceptability, side effects, and the feasibility in general of administering PrEP in the Victorian community.
And so, Heath, what this means is that people will actually be able to go into this demonstration project, as you're calling it, and actually take the anti-HIV medication, so take Truvada.
No, they won't. So it's not available yet. So if people want to find out more information, I think it's best they come to the forum. There is also a website that's being prepared, and there are three participating clinics who will be administering PrEP for the purposes of this demonstration project. So that's VAC's own clinic, which is on Fitzroy Street in St Kilda, the Centre Clinic, the Paran Market Clinic, and the Northside Clinic in North Fitzroy. And I just want to go a little bit further into it, there are places for 200 people. So there's the opportunity for 100 people who want to accept and voluntarily take Truvada as PrEP, and that will involve sort of ongoing observation by the treating physician. And there are 100 people who will decline PrEP, but they will still be involved in this demonstration project for the purposes of a questionnaire, which will ask a range of questions about their about STI testing and about the way they engage in sex and other aspects of their life.
Fantastic. Well, Heath, that's been a plethora of information that we've actually got to cover today. Obviously, as you said, we could have spent a whole show going over it. But obviously, if people can just get in contact with you through the Victorian AIDS Council inquiries line or checking out the Facebook page. So thanks very much.
Fact sheet on the website too, which is available.
Yep. Fantastic. Yep. So thanks very much for chatting us today. This is Well on Joy 94.9. And this is Well on Joy 94.9. And we've actually had a message come through. It came through a while ago, but we're too engaged in our conversation with Heath from the VAC. It actually says, why are we still not stopping the spread of HIV? Now, I actually think that's a really interesting question, but it's also a very difficult and complex question to answer. I think based on, I guess, the range of research that we do have available is that people aren't using condoms consistently. People are very aware of how HIV is transmitted. There isn't a level of HIV and STI testing which is recommended by the stigma guidelines. So I think if there was a range of different things that people were doing in terms of consistent condom use, regular and frequent HIV and STI testing, if anything does actually untoward happen, maybe taking post-exposure prophylaxis, which is basically PrEP. It's so if the condom breaks or if for whatever reason you do actually engage in unprotected sex, then you can actually go down to particular clinics and hospitals and actually access PEP that way. So I think if people were doing that on a regular basis, mainly around consistent condom use and frequency of HIV and STI testing, then I think we would have a very comprehensive package and toolkit available.
And Adam, as we were just talking with Heath about PrEP, to bring PEP into the conversation, probably a good idea if people want some more information about PEP, which is post-exposure prophylaxis, or after you think you've come into contact with HIV, there is a treatment that may prevent the prevent you from contracting HIV or becoming HIV positive. Probably a good idea is to go and have a look at the PEP website. It's really easy. It's just getpep.info. And that gives you the 20 most frequently asked questions about PEP on one half of the website. And the other half of the website is that if you need PEP right now, well, here is how you can go about getting it.
We should quickly mention as well that PEP must be taken within 72 hours of exposure.
Indeed.
Exactly. And I think there's also another important thing that we need to mention, and that would be that it's Tech Drive 2014.
Oh, indeed.
It is indeed.
Jill?
Tex.
Tell me, darling, what's a Tech Drive?
Well, a Tech Drive, it's basically it's where we ask our listeners, from our Joy listeners, because they're amazing people and we love you, to head to the Joy website, or you can call 1300 569 949, and you can make a donation towards equipment that helps our amazing, wonderful, incredible 250-plus volunteers make amazing, great, wonderful radio.
And it's important to know that Tech Drive is happening right now. So it started on Saturday the 12th of April. It goes through till this coming Sunday, Easter Sunday, one could say, the 20th of April.
Indeed. And any donations, so your donations don't have to be colossal. Any donations over $2 are tax deductible as well. So dig deep, people, dig deep, and then you can claim it back on tax. Easy win-win.
Fantastic. Well, this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And can you believe it's actually come to the end of another show?
It's not the end, is it, Adam?
It is indeed.
Good madness.
I'm glad we've achieved. We've realised that collectively.
Now, we're not actually going to be here next week, are we?
No, because for us, it's actually Easter Tuesday.
I suppose it will be for everyone listening as well.
It will be. But no, we'll have amazing people in and doing, I don't know what Joy has planned for next Tuesday, but it's going to be amazing, whatever it is.
It'll sure to include some sensational music.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
And a bit of gorgeous chat.
Yes, but then when we
gorgeous chat.
But then when we come back after our Easter Tuesday break, it'll actually be myself with two of our new co-hosts.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Carlos, who you got to hear last week, and Jesse, who we actually haven't heard from yet.
So, oh, that'll be exciting.
Yes, but I'm not actually sure exactly what the show is about.
It'll be amazing.
It'll be amazing.
It'll be incredible. It'll we be know amazing. That. Yeah. I mean, that's a given. Yeah, whatever.
anyone got any shout-outs? Anyone who wants to say hello to?
Oh, no.
I'll say hi to my friend Sashi and my mum.
I'd like to say a very big hello to Hayley. I know she's listening. Hayley and I were stuck on a train this morning for 2.5 hours.
Oh, that's outrageous.
Before we actually got, I got into the studio in the nick of time.
I'd like to say hello then to the Metro drivers that have no control over those.
That's right.
Colossally bad situations that they find themselves in, and just keep on those tracks, fellas.
Well, they didn't.
I don't know what that means, but anyway, it seemed appropriate.
They were on the track, darling.
And also, just to let you know that Wolf Club is actually happening this weekend. It's basically we're down and dirty, which is Sexually Adventurous Men program at the Victorian AIDS Council. They're going to be giving away some chapsticks. It's from Sunday at 3 p.m. So if you actually just Google search Wolf Club, you'll actually be able to find out all of the information about that. Because
And it is a down and dirty dance party I've been, and I can imagine the chapsticks will come in handy.
It is, yes. Well, I've been to Wolf Club before. I actually quite enjoyed it.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it was very good.
Quite gorgeous.
Yes. Well, look, this has been Well, Well, Well for another week. Thanks, guys, for joining us. This new three co-host format, I think it's working quite well.
It's
kooky.
It's strange, but I'm loving it.
And we do hope that the Easter bilby passes by your house and drops off some eggs or something.
Absolutely fantastic.
Seriously.
Or the Easter Bunny, if you like.
Yeah,
the Easter Bilby. It's the Australian version.
It's not like Father Christmas, where you have to make, you know, be good and then you get eggs. Or
no,
like,
you just get them anyway.
Exactly.
Right. I never really understood the point of why they hid them. Why did you hide the
eggs? It's an Easter egg hunt.
It was just fun.
It's fun. To make it fun, Adam. To get you up and active and moving. Something you wouldn't know about.
Yeah, because then you get all this chocolate and sit on the couch and get, you know.
Indeed. Well, you've done the exercise and then there's the reward.
Anywho.
I like a tooth fairy myself.
Anywho, coming up next.
Any fairy will do, mate.
Stop. Coming up next is Patrick with Afternoon Joy. So this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Cheers, everyone. Bye-bye.
Well, 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 bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being. Brought to you by the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre on Joy 94.9.
Joy, joy, joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.